Iran fired around 180 ballistic missiles at Israel. According to the Israeli military, a few of these missiles hit inside Israel, central and southern Israel, and the rest of these missiles were intercepted.
So no one died?
From the reports that I saw, there was one death. It was a Palestinian man in Jericho, in the Palestinian city of Jericho, who was hit by shrapnel from a falling ballistic missile.
I see. And as you know, Iran's proxies, including those in Lebanon and elsewhere, continue to attack Israel while this is going on. What is Israel planning to do in response?
Yes, you're exactly right. 1 year ago, Hamas started a war on October 7th. Hezbollah in Lebanon joined it on October 8th, and it has expanded to a seven-front Iranian war against Israel. It's Iran and its proxies attacking Israel on seven different fronts. And what Israel is trying to do is fight all of them, and it has to focus on different ones at different times. At times, the focus has been on Hamas. Very recently, it's been on Hezbollah in Lebanon. And Iran has joined them in this fight. So I expect that what will happen after Iran has fired 180 ballistic missiles at Israel is that Israel will respond quite strongly in Iran. We had this situation in the past. In April, Iran fired ballistic missiles at Israel. And Israel's response in Iran was quite small, to send the message that we can strike in Iran, but we're not interested in escalating this any further. Iran took that message as a message of weakness, and Iran continued to attack Israel, not just on seven fronts around Israel, but also from Iran itself. So I expect that the necessary response will come, and it's unfortunate that it has come to this, but Israel has no choice but to defend its people and to push Iran and its proxy armies further away from Israel's borders.
Tens of thousands of people have died in Gaza because of Israel's counteroffensive after October 7th. And of course, you've pointed out that's what started this. But the war has been relentless on innocent women and children especially, and those people continue to die. Does Israel want to see an end to this war, and what is it doing to try to end the war?
Yes, Israel wants to see an end to this war, but it cannot be an end to the war that allows Hamas to start the war again at a time and place of its choosing. If this war ends with Hamas in power in Gaza, and also Hamas continuing to hold the hostages that it seized from Israel on October 7th, including a baby, then that will not be a ceasefire that is sustainable. So Israel would like to see this war end, but it must end with Hamas no longer in power in Gaza and all of the hostages back home safely. As of right now, Hamas continues to want to wage war against Israel, and Hamas pledges that there will be more October 7th again and again. So this is the war that Israel's fighting in a difficult, complex urban environment in order to try to destroy the Hamas terror regime while doing everything possible to minimize harm to the civilians around whom Hamas is fighting.
Last night there was an Israeli incursion into Lebanon. Are we going to see more of that?
It's quite possible that we will see more of that because Hezbollah has not gotten the simple message that Hezbollah needs to back off from the Israeli border or else Israel will have to push it away. Since October 8th, Hezbollah, that's this Iranian proxy army in southern Lebanon, it's Lebanese people, but they answer to Iran. This army in southern Lebanon called Hezbollah has joined Hamas's war that Hamas started on the 7th, Hezbollah joined on the 8th, and Hezbollah has been firing rockets, anti-tank missiles, and suicide drones into Israel. And Israel has tried to respond to this in a measured way that targets Hezbollah and sends the message to Hezbollah that it must back off the border. Israel has a very simple goal in this war, and I think it's a quite modest one, and it's simply that these 60,000 Israelis who have been forced to flee their homes, these Israelis who live on the border with Lebanon, they have the right to go home safely. The Israeli military wants to ensure that the Israeli people can go home safely. Right now, they can't go home safely because Hezbollah is sitting a few football fields away with guided anti-tank missiles pointed at them. And Hezbollah is also threatening to carry out a massacre like Hamas carried out on October 7th. Recently, the Israeli military published plans that they captured from Hezbollah, showing that Hezbollah had these intentions. So Hezbollah needs to get the message one way or another. I hope it gets the message soon. I hope that the problem can be resolved diplomatically in a way that causes Hezbollah to back off the border. But right now we are simply not seeing that. And that's why Israel's military operations are increasing inside Lebanon to push Hezbollah further away.